Seattle has become the first city in the nation to allow Uber and Lyft drivers to unionize. As KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports, the city council voted unanimously to protect four hired drivers' collective bargaining rights.
Drivers for services like Uber and Lyft are independent contractors. That means their collective bargaining rights are not protected under the National Labor Relations Act. Drivers say it's been harder to make ends meet and to stay in business as companies change their policies and rules. Uber driver Fasil Tika says he works 7 days a week, sometimes more than 10 hours a day.
This is what we've been waiting for. We've been working hard for a couple of years, and finally we got what we need. This is just the beginning. It's not the end.
Tika says the law will help workers negotiate, not just with companies, but with entities like the Port of Seattle, which runs the airport. City Council member Mike O'Brien was the bill's main backer. He said the vote was consistent with other recent protections for Seattle workers, like the $15 an hour minimum wage and paid sick leave. But in a written statement after the vote, Mayor Ed Murray said he has numerous concerns about the legislation, including how much time and money it might cost the city to implement. Murray said he will not sign the ordinance, but he will not veto it either, so the bill will become law. Uber and Lyft have opposed unionizing efforts in Seattle and elsewhere. In a written statement after the vote, an Uber spokesperson said that the company is creating new opportunities for many people to earn a better living on their own time and their own terms. Uber chief advisor David Plouffe recently told KUOW that Seattle is setting itself up for lawsuits.
And I'm a little puzzled by it because obviously the city's already had to spend a lot of money on this and presumably might have to spend a lot more to defend what is almost assuredly something that's going to be ruled to be illegal.
Councilmember Tom Rasmussen said if the city refused to enact laws that would likely end up in court, the city would never have passed the open housing ordinance in the 1960s or protections for the LGBT community. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.